from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who not only wonders if he's made this joke before, but he also wonders if he should call Carly Rae Jepsen, maybe. And wonders maybe, more than likely, he pronounced her name wrong. Maybe he should move on. And when did this podcast intro start making sense? As soon as it started. Because I'm here to help, because this is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're regular listeners Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. And tonight's episode is made possible with the hard work of Carl W., who edits episodes, Chris Postie-Bosterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who does our theme music and edits episodes. Jonathan Mann is on our lullabies. You can commission a song from him, Jonathan Mann, song.jonathanmann.net. Do it for a special event in your life. Do it now. I want to thank Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer on our artwork. And I want to thank Eric and the team at Eastbound. Astounding work they've done on our website, which by the time this episode comes out, should be up. I'm waiting with bated breath. I cannot wait for you to see this new website. So I want to thank Eric and everybody over there. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter. The listeners have their own Facebook group. I want to thank the moderators over there. Laura, Stacy, Keith, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. And I believe that's it. What do you say we keep this show going? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, things you're thinking about, things you're feeling, things you're experiencing. If you're on the road, or someone you care about's on the road, maybe you're missing your bae or your beau or your boo. Or maybe you said boo-hoo-hoo recently, and you say, well, I'm having trouble getting to sleep. Whatever it is, shift work, whatever, whatever it is, I'd like to help. I usually do that, but those are all true things that could be keeping you up at night, and I'd like to keep you company. I'd like to distract you. I'd like to make best bedtime or best time. Maybe we'll talk about best time. I'm not sure what it is. I'll have to make it up in the next few minutes. But I'd like to make bedtime less of a chore, less of a rigmarole, in something you either say, well, it's not that bad. When I got Scoots, bedtime's not so bad. Or it's something you could actually look forward to and say, well, Scoots will goof around for a few minutes while I fall asleep. Whatever it is that's keeping me awake, I like the podcast because I know it's there for me. Now, if you're new, I'll just tell you right up front, give this podcast a few tries. It doesn't work for everybody, but for 99.9% of the people it's worked for, they say it takes two or three times before they say the first two or three times you're like, what is this noise? And they say, well, it's creaky dulcet tones because Scooch is trying to create a safe place. He's going to send his voice across the deep, dark night. He's going to use a lulling soothing, an acquired lulling and soothing. Creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, those are also an acquired taste. Sleep with me. The only taste you acquire is while you're falling asleep. You say, well, I don't really acquire it, but I guess I do. You're not required to acquire. Sleep with me. Where stuff doesn't make any sense, but it still has taglines. I guess we kind of is there something called dequiring? Maybe that could be something we work on. What was that first thing I was going to talk about? Best time in dequiring. Maybe we'll talk about those. But if you're new, give it a few tries. See if it works. If you're new, structurally, here's what to expect. Show starts off with a little bit of business. That's how we keep the podcast free and try to keep all our archives free. You can find all of that stuff. Go right to our website. You wonder who sponsored the show? SleepWithMePodcast.com. It'll be right there. And you can check out the sponsors there. Then there's an intro. Intros are around 12 to 13 to 15 minutes of me trying to explain what the show is to new listeners. But in a way that makes regular listeners feel comfy and snuggle in, or give them something to listen to while they're brushing their teeth, while they're getting ready for bed, while they're cozying in, you know, while they're pulling, you know, maybe some people have two pairs of socks on, other people have zero socks on, whatever it is, the intro gives you time to do that, or just to get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. And get comfy, get to puff those pillows, pull up those covers. There's also like the mystery thing with there's the mystery bard that does those lullabies. But sometimes my comforter does this mystery thing in my sheets. I mean, I guess it's when I don't make my bed in the morning. So maybe it's not a mystery. I guess mystery solved. Spoiler alert, I accidentally solved my own mystery. Yeah, but if I don't do that, and even if I get in bed and I say, apparently, my bed looks fine. And then I go to pull up my sheet, and either my sheet is like, it doesn't come all the way up, or I get my sheet up there, then I start reading. That's the last stage of my bedtime routine, by the way. That's when you could press play. But I'll be reading, and I'll say, well, I got my fan blasting. Maybe time to pull up the old comforter. And then suddenly I said, well, it's only half length. How did my comforter slip into half length? They talk about, what was I talking about other than luxury problems? But it is a mystery. I say, what the heck happened? Hey, comforter, can you pull all the way up already? And then I'm testing a weighted blanket. So they got the weighted blanket down there. But this is some of the things I talk about in the intro, if you're new. And you say, well, this is kind of pointless. I say, yep, pointless meanders. You got it. Check, check, and check. Forgetfulness, because I already forgot. I think I was going to talk about best time. What do we call that? Defueling? No, it was something, not decoupling. I'm an expert at that, though. I'm an expert at non-coupling. Deflating. Deflating just doesn't sound very appealing. There's a lot of D's that are good, but there was one I said, why isn't there a D of that? I forgot, but let me finish with structure of the show. Then there's a bedtime story. After the intro is a bedtime story. Tonight we'll be talking about season 1, episode 3 and 4 of The Good Place. More about like the details in the show and stuff that came up that I noticed versus the plot or the jokes, which are the things you would want to watch the show for. This would be the stuff that you don't need to watch. The good place that's happening in the background. And you'd say, well, I would sleep through that if you were talking about it, Scoots. And I'd say, job done. Check. It's best time. It's time to for you to get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. And for me to make bedtime less of a rigmarole. I was trying to remember. That's what best time is. Where I put on my, I try to do my best. Instead of my best, I take the T off because it's a little bit, you say best, it's less harsh. Always do your best. What are the ones when you're trying to remember? What are those chords or scales or something? No, all good boys do best, do their best, best, but I just do my best. To keep you company, to take your mind off of stuff. This is weird. It's a podcast that you don't really need to listen to, which I already made reference to that. It's here to be your friend, your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar bestie. I'm here, as Paul Bay says, if I had a bay, it might be Paul Bay, but he says creaky meanders. Also, check out Paul's podcast, Big Loop, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you consume your podcasts. Where was I? I was trying to remember stuff I forgot. I forgot what we were going to de-do, but in some sense, the intro is me deconstructing the podcast. I'm the only person I tried to deconstruct it and reconstruct it, both unsuccessfully. But it doesn't matter because you don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. I'm going to be here to keep you company. I'm going to be here to take your mind off stuff. I'm going to be here to be goofy, but barely funny. Yeah, relatable, but forgettable. And to be your friend, because I've been there. That's the thing. I've been there, I've done it all, even in the past week. Woke up a couple hours before my alarm. Woke up 10 minutes before my alarm and thought it was a couple hours. But then I said, oh boy, I can't wait to get right back to sleep. Let me just double check what time it is. And it says, your alarm's going off in 5 minutes. I say, man. I don't know if I said, but maybe I will start saying that. Whatever other ones. Like I said, I can't even manage my own bedding. You see, what kind of battles do you fight in your regular day-to-day life, Scooter? We're here with the betting report. I said, good thing you picked the right person to interview. It's too bad you didn't interview me yesterday because I had a big mystery on my hands. Why my sheet and my comforter were different lengths, apparently. And I thought it was some sort of mystery. It probably conducted maybe an experiment, but it turns out it just didn't make my bed. Even shaking it out, the old person like me, even if I shake it out, my sheet and my comforter, my blanket. No, I don't have a blankie. I don't have anything against blankies. I just don't have a blankie. That's a good question. I don't know if I've ever had a blankie, but I was actually talking about a mystery, and it was solved by me just saying, maybe if I make my bed, it'll be less of a mystery. Anyway, excuse me. I hate to cut this interview short, but that's what happened. My sheet or my comforter was short, and mystery solved. I could get back to this podcast intro. So I'm here to take the pressure off of bedtime, to keep you company. This podcast is definitely more than a little bit different. It's more than a little bit strange. It does grow on you. Or no, it grows near you. I don't even grow anywhere near you. I'm in a speaker or a headphone. You could adjust the volume. You can set an all-night playlist. You could set a sleep timer for 30 minutes or an hour. If you need me, I'll be here till the end. That's the mission of this podcast. Take your mind off of stuff. Be silly, but you don't need to listen. But I'll be here. I don't know if that makes any sense. And if you wake up, you can't get back to sleep. I'm here. I'm here to help. Give it a few tries. I really work hard, and I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. I want to thank you so much for coming by. And if you could listen for a few minutes, this is a couple ways we keep the show going before we get to the story. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody. Tonight we're talking episodes 3 and 4 of season 1 of The Good Place. And they're both named after people. The first one's named after Tahani Al-Jamil. And both episodes are named after characters, but not after Chidi, who opens the episode at the board. He's at the big board. He's teaching Eleanor Ethics 101. Professor Chidi Anagonye. And on the board is Socrates 470 BCE to 399 BCE. Plato, a student of Socrates or Socrates. I wonder if Bill and Ted and their excellent adventure, I don't really remember it, but they brought Socrates back, I think. Plato, 428 BCE to 347 BCE. And then Aristotle, who's a student of Plato, 384 BCE to 322. Let's see if I can figure out some of these ages. 470 minus 399 is 71, so that's an easy one. 428 minus 347, what is that? 53. Wow, they lived a lot of ripe ages. 53 plus 28 is like high in the 80s, I think. 70, yeah. 72 or something. And Aristotle, 384 minus 322. So not quite, 40 would be 62. 60 would be 80. So 60, it's still not too bad. 62, Aristotle. Holy mackerel. I guess that was an age of enlightenment. But really, I hope you're watching these episodes because really some good humor in here. And a lot of details. There's other things on the board, but Chidi's standing my way right now. But Eleanor has her notes, and she's drawing. She has a picture. If I really didn't notice this for 2 or 3 times. There's a drawing of Chidi on her legal pad, but she's reading the note that she was left that you don't belong here. And not even, I don't have time to do screen caps. But I'm pretty sure he's saying blah, 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 like in a word bubble. Let's see. Founder of Western philosophical dialogue. Luster virtue. I don't know what that says. Probably not luster virtue. Probably virtue, though. A few other things to notice is there's a wooden driftwood sculpture in the apartment, in the house, the home. Tahani comes in with a big plant tree. It has like, it looks like actually it's two plants. Technically, it's a tree with a flower. It could be a gardenia. I don't know if that's a tree or a bush. And then below it, it has some sort of a fern or moss. So probably a really good air scrubber. And she gives that to Eleanor as a gift. Also, you can see when she leaves that she is very tall. And I said, even as this is some sort of purposeful thing, the way they shot it, I don't know what this means. 1202. Oh, no, this is something we needed to pause. 1202 or something. Let me see if I can go back. There we go. Around 1 minute, 22 seconds. You get a really good picture of this sketch clown, as I'm calling it. It's definitely something based on another famous artist who I can't think of right now. And again, really creative. And I'm just noticing also, now that I have it paused, so you have the sketch clown to the left of the front door over Eleanor's left shoulder. Kind of like an impressionist character. Caricature without the middle thing that I'm fumbling. But there's also some sort of, on her entryway table or shelf, there's some sort of thing. It could be a lamp. It has a lot of fuzzy material on it, though, and it's gray. So it could be a sculpture. It could be some sort of high-tech doorbell. And it could be a lamp that's not on currently. Wooden driftwood sculpture, where a sketch clown. Oh, Chidi's got one of the, I couldn't think of what these things are called. I did afterwards. I called it a neck sweater with a jacket over it, a kind of a beige neck sweater. But I think they're called, they're really called turtlenecks. There's a great shot of brilliant physical humor when he's rendered speechless in this scene. And you really see the level of acting when you're watching it on mute, making a sleep podcast, even his posture. Then we have a scene with Janet, more casual, Michael Spars. It's a more casual Janet with some of the joking, which is funny. Michael Spars, he has understated blue tie and pocket square. And the pocket square has some highlights that match his lighter blue tie. Maybe a periwinkle on the tie. I'm not ready to say that, though. More of like a gray blue. And he does have black buttons on his shirt. Again, it just adds to the look. Like, if you have French cuffs. When you have French cuffs, do you have a French buttons, too? And do you buy a shirt that way? You say, well, that would be confusing to me. Well, buying a French cuff shirt, but does it need a French chest? Like, do you call it a French chest? I mean, I don't know what a French chest is. That probably sounds like something like a duck prepared two ways, a French chested duck prepared two ways. But otherwise, I wouldn't mind having a French chest or a chest. I guess a chest you got in France would be a French chest. Subtle, though, unlike my humor. There's roses on the table. Chidi also in the scene, you see, he's qualified to do sleep with me as he goes on a few tangents. And they're talking about getting Chidi some new hobbies, which will be one of the through points of this episode. Janet uses the term hump day. And then this was unintentional, but Tahani's got a big globe. Which she does in her house. And I said, is it leather or some sort of, I couldn't tell. Eleanor rolls in with a bushel of pears with a green present bow on it. You know, the kind with the sticky where you pull it off and you stick it on the top of a present. I guess that's not, is that a bow? It's made from ribbons, but it's a bow, but it's not a tied bow. though somebody had to tie it, but it's really stapled together. And that was green, but the pears go in the garbage. Get a couple of nice views of the globe. But actually, this is interesting. Tahani actually lounges, kind of like a painting. I'm not sure whose painting it would be. I want to say a Vermeer, but I'm not positive who was doing a lot of lounging. Closed or unclosed. I'd have to bust out my Berger and see what he has to say about this. But she actually lounges instead of sitting or lying. She has it like what I don't know what a chaise lounge is, but her thing, she has more of a sofa or some sort of chair, and she actually lounges in it. And if you probably know what I mean. If you're a classical, if you're from the, I guess this would say, well, people in the Gilded Age should lounge, but I'm thinking of the Age of Enlightenment, or maybe I'm getting the Renaissance mixed up in there somewhere. But she's lounges, which looks very both classy and relaxing. And I say, well, that's a look. That's, I guess from the intentional side of the show, brilliant. And they're going to have a little bit of bonding time. Then we're back at Eleanor's. We see her coffee table with Tahani's tree on it. She's either having tea or coffee out of a very modern teapot. And one thing about The Good Place, you should know, you better like tea or like teapots, because there's a lot of them that I've been noticing. And this one is all glass or plastic. It's like a teapot within a teapot, like blown glass within blown glass or something. There's also like a long bowl thing. I don't think it's actually a bowl, but it's the kind of thing you would put your wallet and your keys and your paper in. When you come in, or it holds wicker balls. Like, that's the only reason. It couldn't hold anything, couldn't hold chips, because it's kind of shaped like a skiff would be, like long and shallow. So I think the only thing it could really hold is wicker balls, those decorative wicker balls we talked about last week. And I also put CRAP like that. What does this say? Oh, scene ends on Eleanor's plan. She has a plan, which you got to watch the show. Oh, to bust Tahani. There's her plan. Spoiler. Okay, then post ad, there's a willow tree. I didn't know if it was a weeping willow. And again, they're in a botanical garden. This seems like the Chinese garden part of the botanical garden. And then I said, is this a Portland Botanical Garden? And I was trying to think if I'll have to look up the LA area Botanical Gardens. And some nice work by the extras here. There's a couple on a date in the background, and the guy is hiding the flowers behind his back while Tahani and Eleanor walk. And I liked that. Tahani also has a big hat. It didn't seem protective, though. Like that it would cover, like block the sun from her ears and everything. It was more a decoratively big hat. She also mentioned that she's Baz Luhrmann's muse. And this is where she says the proper pronunciation of her last name. Jamil. So Tahani al-Jamil. Which I'm probably messing up, even though I tried to write it out and re-listen to it a bunch of times. And she says, ironically, my name means congratulation, beautiful. Then we have a flashback about Andy's coffee, which I didn't want my childhood name associated with. Then at 8 minutes, we get a scene with Janet, Michael, and then about 8 minutes, we get a scene with Janet, Michael, and Chidi up a view of, a view from above, I guess, of the Good Place. And you can kind of see mountains in the distance. There's a big lake. A Good Place is, like, seems a little bit too Hamlet-esque, like French countryside. It's on the bottom right. And I said, I don't know if I got that French countryside. I mean, there's a European, if you go on the Hollywood tour, you'll learn this. It's like a very European town center.
It does look like it probably has decent swimming, and we do see a beat one of the beaches later, but there's lots of beaches. And I said, it looks like it may have good swimming. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, if it's a good place, it should have good swimming. Just great, like, incredibly funny joke writing with GD and talking about some of the things he deals with. And then Janet, this is probably when, this is one of my favorite, is when she's doing her fun facts. So it's a, that aren't very fun. Those are all at 8 minutes. And she says, a fun fact, a wheelhouse is part of a boat. Fun fact, Janet is me. Tahani's rolling with maple butter scones in an old school picnic basket. And I guess they're delicious. Then we go to a new hobby for Chidi. Michael says, extra. Chidi Anagonye to assume position of editor-in-chief. And there's just a lot. Here's the article you'd write about you. Really funny, different things. It's the Picayune Gazette. A Good Place neighborhood, 1259 or 1234567 8. The cost is $3. Sport team wins medals. Check clocks. Clocks looked mixed up on all the times. Also, there's some humor that was so tough to watch with a 10-year-old, but it was funny. Tea and lots of cakes, like the kind. This is like evening at Tahani's house. There's actually cucumber or finger sandwiches or something. Like a piano. I think some of the cakes or the cookies were what we would have at our piano recital, or what you'd imagine at least. And Tahani's got to go take her orchid bath, I think. The diary of Tahani al-Jamil. It has gold foil leather cover. Then there's arc welding. There's a notice on the walls that says, have fun, exclamation point. What is this? It's a mess, dude. To me. There's also a sign that says, make something cool. 2 weeks. I don't know what any of that means, but more, but just really funny. Chidi's like, this isn't for me. These are, these hobbies aren't for me. I'm a intellectual, or I don't know what, he's a like ethicist, I guess. Then he gets back to Eleanor's. He's feeling down. This is another a great scene. He's feeling down, and he says, "Eleanor, am I a good teacher?" She says, "Yeah, I'm super ethical now." Meanwhile, she has the diary under her shirt. The plant hits the road, Tahani's plant. Chidi and cactuses, pre-ad. I don't think that's cactus. Oh, yeah, it is. To his left, there's a cactus. A couple small cactuses on a wooden, I guess that's your Norwegian Icelandic style or whatever. Icelandic primitive. Even though Tahani's plant didn't make it, the moss did fine, or the a fern or whatever. And then he says, to be good, you need to do good things, not something, throw sand. Don't throw sand. And the good place, me fasting, infallible formula. I don't know what me fasting means. MEEFSUTING is what my handwriting says. But it's probably something they're talking about, infallible formula. Then there's a flashback to Eleanor trolling her boyfriend at the time. She does have a bowl in her apartment for her keys and her mail, which she puts in. This was a really actually a heartwarming scene and important, I think, for the story. Eleanor and Chidi are sitting side by side. And Eleanor admits that good people make her feel insecure. Chidi says, well, don't listen to me. My life's work makes no sense. And Eleanor says, Michael does not know everything.
And she says, Chidi, you know, you're a good person. You're good at teaching ethics. It had a big revelation at 1640 from last week's episode too. The plastic, a deconstructed clown sculpture I was talking about that's in the Pyrex container or whatever. Whatever that thing's called, the plastic. I'm not sure it is a sculpture. It's even better. So if you tune in at 1640, it's kind of like a shadow clown sculpture. So there's a light projecting on it. So then there's a shadow of a deconstructed clown on the wall. Then Chidi's in Michael's office. I'm not sure if Michael's pawn sculptures have been moved to the other side of his desk or not. There's some sort of white floral candle or jar sculpture. Honestly, man, new beginnings, Dre returned. Tahani's sad. I don't know. So honesty, man, new beginnings. The diary gets returned. And she's talking about Jianyu. And then Eleanor and Tahani have a relatable moment. And Eleanor makes Tahani giggle cry. And she says, even your hugs are amazing. Then Eleanor goes home. She gets another hug from Chidi. The tree has regrown. And she says, you're a good teacher. He says, you're a good learner. Okay, this handwriting is pretty bad. Eleanor is gathering. Oh, she's at the conservatory eating, at the garden conservatory, eating, what's that stuff called? Frozen yogurt. Oh, the conservatory is behind her. Janet is living her truth and creating her bliss. And Eleanor and Michael, something, Nave, bow rand dots, oh, bow tie, red dots, dark navy bow tie with red dots. Maybe if I go to the good place, my handwriting will be legible. Then a margarita square. I know that's not what that is. Magenta. Oh, with magenta's pocket square. Then Eleanor is home. She gets a note. Meet me at town. She goes to downtown, a good place. There's cobblestones. I notice the train station. There's, you know, some mist. Jianyu's there. He's confident and calm. But, you know, these are early episodes, so don't read too much into it. And Eleanor says, please don't tell. He says, don't worry. I am a fraction at home, but actually what happens, I don't like, yeah, that's what he says. This is exactly what he says to her. I am like, it's very, he says, I'm a fraction at home. Why end? So a bit of a mystery, hang out, cobblestones. I think maybe that's a song. Then 0002. So this must be the start of the next episode. Oh, the fountain is lit from below by blue lights. I liked that a lot. Playing on my screen is when Chidi hugs Eleanor. He's really good at giving a hug too. And the tree looks great. Let's see, blue lights. Jamie and Michael, he has a peacock tie. Oh, that must be Jianyu, who's in Michael's office. Then he's telling Eleanor his theories about space zoos, prank shows. He talks about a boy, a DJ named Jason Mendoza, and times jet skis and manatees is a song he was famous for in Jacksonville, Florida. Amateur body spray inventor with powers of deduction. Also, I'm looking, this is still episode one. Tahani has three different necklaces on, and it still looks good. I can't see it now because I'm just seeing the side of her. Yeah, she has like an amber one. Changed scenes. Welcome to the bottom of the barrel. That's what Eleanor says to Janu, Jason. Then the episode opens. Then Tahani's gathering fresh orchids for her bath. Ty is a pastel plaid. At first, I changed this later. And the pocket square maybe has some sort of impressionist flowers on it. And they talk about the successful thing, fundraiser Tahani did in Barcelona. She corrects Janet and says, is she Barcelona? No, Barcelona. She got 5 Gwenties, I think, or something. It's so packed with jokes, this show, you can't even keep up. But Michael loves the idea of suspenders. Oh, he loves the idea of wearing suspenders. 356. Tahani, sticky to two ways. Man and woman flowers, like Mozart seducing someone. Okay, what this is a chair at Tahani's house. Agent Eleanor's there talking to Janu, and I couldn't tell if it was like embroidered or something, but look into the chair, like a classical style chair you'd see at a castle or something. And it has a man and a woman in a garden. This is embroidered in there, whatever you call it, needle pointed. And I said, is that Mozart like seducing someone? Yeah. Then Janu talks about a bud, a places where buds hang. It's full of pizza boxes. It's got a beanbag chair. I think it was brown. And there's like a big remote control on one shelf. I said, is that for a car, a remote control car, a plane? And we learn a lot about Janu in this, or Jason, because he talks about what he says he misses being himself. We see the kind of conflict between him being himself and the results he gets. And when he meets Acid Cat, a DJ, a super cool DJ, at a concert, and he's Jason, he's a DJ music, and he has a hat, and the guy says, hey, you're my same size, you can fill in as Acid Cat. Acid Cat's eyes have lights in them, the costume, he dresses up as a cat DJing. The Good Plates, that's the restaurant Tahani's getting ready for. And to be reflected frank, to be perfectly frank, someone uses Chef Patricia. And Michael still has the same plaid tie as earlier, but I said it's less pastel, more spring colors. A couple of things from Chidi's big board of the self. Lao Tzu, knowing equals wisdom. David Hume, 1738. Book on a table called Good People, Tough Choices. David Hume, A Treatise on Human Nature, and Buddhist Theory of the Self. Those are all things Chidi was hoping to cover today. And then they hear some EDM, and we see a barefoot Jacksonville Jaguars fan in a number 5 outfit dancing. And Tahani comes in to get her afternoon gloves. She drops off her morning gloves, which are white. Those are her afternoon gloves. And she picks up her early evening gloves, which are navy, kind of dark blue. She also uses the phrase, a whisper in your snicker box, which I would love to know if that's in parlance anywhere, but it means keeping a secret, a whisper in your snicker box. So start using that, say, is anybody keeping a whisper in their snicker box? I guess it makes me think of knickerbockers or those kind of things. But a whisper in your snicker box. She also says, my heart is soaring, which I found very melodious. The name, the memory, Janet, in background. Up to 104% perfect. Oh, bud, a hole. So let's see, the more, the merrier, the more the memory. I don't know, she's talking to Michael and Janet's in the background doing something. But Michael says, things can always be up to 104% and perfect here in the Good Place. Some I think we're back. Oh, so we're back at the butthole. We see Jason has like this kind of sun globe. Then we have a flashback of Acid Cat Jason and his buddy, best friend Pillboy, where he again says, I gotta be myself, man. And then he introduces himself as Mr. Music, the DJ, to the crowd. And personally, I enjoyed the music. Ian is dancing, but I guess I already liked Jason. But the crowd does not like it. Then we're at the restaurant opening. That's what Tahani's been working on, the good plates. Michael's sporting a navy bow tie with some sort of stitching or imprint or something. And either a black, gray, or something pocket square. I put bucket square. There's a fireplace. There's a tea kettle above the fireplace. And they're having everyone's favorite meal or whatever, something they call it. And it's one dude. It's at 12:10. One dude has a fried chicken with gold foil on it. And there's a couple other good, there's a roast chicken. Let's see, what else do we have? This is at one table. There's a roast chicken. Somebody has like two cheeses and some sort of vegetables. Somebody else has some sort of another small roast. I guess it could have been cooked on liquid too. Somebody else either has giant peanut M&M, a bowl of giant peanut M&Ms or gumballs. Chidi has his grandmother's mafé, which is fresh perch, slow roasted in peanut sauce. Also looks like it has like a bit of carrot in there. And even maybe that the, with crispy skin, maybe even. Then there's tofu. That's what Jason has. Oh, so the tofu doesn't go over well. Michael has his suspenders. He shows them off. He's very happy about those. They have like some sort of print, like the paramecium print. I can't remember what that's called. I know it's a thing. It's called something else, but I almost remembered it. But I used to always call it the paramecium print anyway. Oh, that's when I saw the carrots in the mafé. Three something orchid. Oh, three tiered orchid cake with gold print and pink ribbon on it. And then this dude starts to tell a podcast level chicken soup story. But they fade out of that and they cut into Chidi and Eleanor talking about using chocolate cake as a distraction. And then they fade back to the chicken soup story. And the dude telling the story, of course, has a much better ending that is exciting. Like how chicken soup saved the world. Where I was inspired by chicken soup to do something great. Chidi tells Eleanor she broke everything. Also, I didn't, Eleanor has a really sweet leather jacket on. Not at dinner, but after dinner. Then we're right back at Jacksonville at the harbor with Pillboy and Jason. And again, he's talking about being himself. I should be myself. Jason Mendoza. Beautiful, unique soul. And then they deal with the Acid Cat 3, one of Acid Cat's three boats, or the third version of Acid Cat's speedboats. So that was fun. Then Michael is dealing with a sinkhole VR map on his desk, or above his desk, to the left of his desk, maybe. And notice he has a black leather patent, I don't know what patent means, but like a black leather post-it holder, or a sticky note holder, a fanciful wordplay. Then we're in Jason's bud room, and I said, is that a vacuum cleaner there? And there's a purple tapestry on a frame. And he says, I didn't get into heaven to go to school, dudes. And if you panned, when you walk into Eleanor's house, though, just to the right is a final dove when you first come in. Fishtail dove. There's a raised cabinet with three plants in it, a planter. And it has rocks. It's waist high, like right to the wall, like almost like a wall. but it's only about 4 feet long. And it looks really good, but I was wondering if it had any utility. Like, maybe there's a cabinet in the bottom, but I guess if you're watering the plants, you wouldn't want to put anything in the cabinet, if you're like me, because I would over or underwater. Then they talk about ethics and different ways of saying that word. And so let's get cracking. And Jason says, well, when do the football tryouts start? And does the school have a prom? Which was very endearing. And Eleanor says, thank goodness. I've always, it's good to have, when you're not doing well at school, I can tell you this, it's good to have partners. And so Eleanor's finally like, well, if I'm at school, it's pretty good to be at school with someone like Jason, who's a little bit distractible and not as focused on, he's not results oriented. He's about being himself. There's also, like, I forgot if Jason's jokes about being a DJ in Jacksonville, Daytona, Tallahassee, Tampa, even. Even Miami, because he believes in himself. And I guess it was funny. I thought it was also like he sometimes says these transcendent things, like a beautiful, unique soul. So that scene comes to a close. And then there's a scene in downtown or whatever at the town center on the notice board, which is like a notice pole. It's a kind of an octagon. What is it got? Six sides? Maybe it's a septagon or something. And Tahani's posting a poster for The Good Place. But there's also a train your cat tricks advertisement. There's a coupon for GDPY, The Good Place's best yogurt, 100% off, ends never. There's a massage. Massages. I can't read the rest of the ad though. Thing up. Food so good it ripped a hole in the earth is what it says for The Good Place, which is pretty funny. And her poster, of course, looks the best too. Yeah, let me see. I'm trying to see if I can see any of the other ones. Also, number five on the Jacksonville Jaguars is Blake Bortles, which I think Jason says his name at another point in the episode or one of these episodes. There's a couple other ads, but the scene moves so fast. So again, there's always hidden cookies in this. And then Tahani goes back and looks into the sinkhole. And she says, wait, it's getting a little bit bigger here. We better get, what's happening? And with that, the episode comes to a close. I also looked up Whisper in Your Snicker Box, which it doesn't really have any, it just has discussions about The Good Place on there. But I think it's pretty, your Snicker Box would be what your mouth that you eat Snickers with. Or if you're snickering, I don't know if that's a word, snickering. And whisper means you're whispering with your mouth. You've got a whisper in your mouth that you're whispering when I'm not paying attention. A few other things to think about would be, what are you going to make mafei? Yeah, because that sounds pretty good. Perch is it sounds like it's tasty. I guess if I had a choice between a bowl of gumballs or peanut M&Ms, I'd choose peanut M&Ms every day of the week. Here's something I haven't tried. Maybe I'll try this soon, is to get Reese's Pieces and peanut M&Ms. Like, support both. I don't know if they're still separate companies, but I definitely prefer Reese's Pieces. But I prefer peanut M&Ms. No offense to any of the other products out there, but that's just where my loyalty falls. When I'm loyal to buying stuff, I did have some recent Reese's Pieces within the last, 2 or 3 months. And I said, holy cow, I can't believe I haven't had these in a while. They're so delicious. So I guess if you're still with me here, start to think about putting, you're a day of wearing gloves if you were Tahani or some other classy character. You'd have you'd wake up with the gloves you put on for bed, which would probably be some sort of moisturizing glove, or part of the purpose. Then you put on your morning breakfast gloves, I guess. Or would you eat breakfast and then put on your gloves, your morning gloves? You could need morning gloves too, if you're depending on what the activity is. Then your lunching gloves. I'm sure if you're doing any lunching or brunching, those would probably say decorate the heck out of those. Lunching gloves, your lunch might have a purpose, so you probably don't want those to be distracting. How about at snack time? I have some these are my munching gloves. Those are actually, Cheetos or Doritos, think about inventing those munching gloves. Then you don't got to worry about that orange stuff. And maybe they could be made out of some material that you see. Well, you could still snack on it. You just don't have to snack on it. You just snack on the glove. So those would be lunch and not late. What are those munching gloves? How about this? Was there ever Manchichi gloves? Did Manchichis ever wear gloves? You could clip one to your glove. Then there's afternoon gloves. So many silky gloves, too, to be thinking about in bed. A pillow made of gloves. If you're a bespoke pillow maker, I guess you could have a pillow stuffed with gloves. That's right. Or a pillowcase made of gloves, but neither of what I said. But you could still say that. A pillow made of gloves. And I guess that could be like a gift for Father's Day. Like one of the ones that never gets used. You'd say, well, yeah, what's your father's career? We'll make a pillow made of gloves based on their career. That could be something you'd think about. So slide on those gloves, those sleeping gloves, and slide your hands under your pillow or around your snuggle pillow or your body pillow or your pillow pet or your stuffed animal or your blanket. Dig in there, get comfy, get cozy, and good night. I want to thank everybody who supported the show over on PayPal. Joan, thanks, and good night. Anne, thank you, thanks, and good night. Chanel, thank you, thanks, and good night. Evan, thank you, thanks, and good night. Bridget, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jill F., thanks, and good night. Carrie, thank you, thanks, and good night. Hiking, thank you, thanks, and good night. And Jennifer S., thanks, and good night. And thank you, everybody who supported us recently on Patreon. Some recent reviews over at Apple Podcasts. KRS Ashens says, sense of comfort. The other night I was listening, heard the reviews. Someone left not a nice review. And it made me sad. So I said, hey, what the heck? Let's see what they said, actually. If the podcast isn't for them, just don't listen. You don't have to not be nice. I love this podcast. I've dealt with a lot of different things, and not all of them may be easy, but the sound of Scooter's voice puts my mind and my anxiety at ease, and now I'm able to use it for sleepless nights at home. Thank you. PDS says, Scooter rocks my socks. Love your podcast. Helps me sleep well. Let you know. I've been dealing with some serious stuff, and your personal story is helpful to hear. Good. That's good. One step at a time, right, buddy? You haven't gone into it very much, but I know you're in recovery and going strong. Keep it up. I told my group about your podcast tonight. Because a couple of members have a hard time falling asleep. Let's hope they give it a shot. Thanks for all your hard work. Thanks, Petey. Ray R. says, almost never make it past the intro. Recommend this podcast to everyone. Tone of voice and meandering thoughts work well. Works out all the knots in my mind. And just enough to distract, but I don't have to listen to what's next. Mello says, happy sleepy Aussie. Couldn't do without you, Scooter. Thank you so much. Tony K says, amazing show. Been dealing with insomnia all my life. And thank you, sir. Thank you, Tony. The other nickname was taken, does not like the podcast. And they say, as usual, they say all the other reviews are not real, except for theirs. So that's good to know that. But this year's Haley 20305 says, very useful. So thank you, Haley. I struggled with falling asleep. Used to try TV, but that was too catchy. And this came across with the main goal of what I needed. It's nice to still listen, even when I can't sleep. Thank you. Miss Janie says, one mind-wandering trip. Genius. Thank you. Hannah R. says, it works. I fell asleep before I could hear most of it, which I guess is the best review possible. The Flash says, 1, 2, 3, sleep with me. Don't even make it past the intro or 20 minutes. Thanks so much. And that's it. If you want to review the show on Apple Podcasts, you can sleep with me podcast. Just go to Apple Podcasts in your app on your phone or on your desktop. You can review the podcast there. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And also want to let you know, Sleep With Me is part of Night Vale Presents. There's a whole host of amazing, amazing shows you could check out by a bunch of amazing, amazing people at nightvalepresents.com. And good night.
All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro.
went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.